This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Brad, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hola, amigo. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, man, appreciate it. Brad, right off the bat, Saints Atlanta, a lot of talk about this game. 1.5-point favorite, Falcons here. I had a texter ask, wouldn't the play on here, because both teams beat up along the offensive line, be the under in this game, which is 42.5? So I'll get your thoughts on Atlanta and New Orleans.
Yeah, look, we've seen some line movement, actually. The Falcons are up to -2.5 right now at BetMGM. I do feel the underplay is very much a sound wager, given all the injuries there in the trenches for both these respective squads. I mean, Alvin Kamara as well. Guy got a bit of a maintenance day today. Good news for New Orleans, obviously Taysom Hill is going to be back, being that Swiss Army knife, and may help alleviate some of the workload on Kamara's shoulders, considering he's had 46 total rush attempts combined the last couple of weeks. He's been the epitome of a workhorse. What version of the New Orleans Saints offense are we going to get? Are we going to get the one that lit the world on fire weeks 1 and 2, or we get the one that regressed to really the mean and well below that in a game that was a slugfest against Philadelphia last week? I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. Atlanta has been a bit touch and go offensively as well. Kings of inconsistency in their own right. I think the texter is spot on. The under is my lean on 42.5. Though I do like the Saints plus the 2.5. I think this game's going to be nip and tuck, going to come all the way down the final moments, and I could see him winning on a field goal as time expires.
All eyes, Alabama, Georgia, your thoughts there?
The game is going to be ridiculous. I think of what, 7 people are going to watch it? That's it?
7.
Come on.
17 million?
Captivated audience. Yeah, seriously. It's going to be insane in the membrane, no question about it. And, you look at Alabama and what they've been able to do. They're just getting it done across the board. And Georgia's a team that's kind of played with fire. I mean, look at the Kentucky game coming down the final moments in that one before they secured the victory. I think Bama's going to get the best of them. I really do. And the numbers nerded me really sides with that. If you look at the expected points added or EPA data that is out there, Alabama's top 7 in the country EPA total offense, top 7 in the country EPA total defense. Now, Georgia's no slough in either regard. They're number 70 EPA per play offense and number 14 EPA per play defense. I just think Bama across the board is a sounder, a more balanced team. And, of course, you got the home factor there as well. I think they're going to win this game by a field goal. So the fact that Georgia's laying 1.5, I'll take Bama straight up on the money line at +105 there at BetMGM.
Man, I'd like to see how many scouts will be at that game. And, most eyes on Carson Beck and Jalen Milroe, the 2 quarterbacks in that game. Yeah. LSU, South Alabama, Major Applewhite coming back to Louisiana. He was a Baton Rouge guy, grew up, went to Catholic High, and he's talked about it, about, that lure of an aura of Tiger Stadium. But he played it down this week. Just another game. Just another game. Yeah, right. South Alabama has put up a lot of points the last couple weeks. They have really dipped hard into the portal. Here's the thing about LSU, 22-point favorite. They have not covered one game this year. And just because their secondary has given up so many chunk plays there, I think Alabama's going to have some success early. I think LSU's talent catches them in the second half. But, man, that first half, LSU has had some difficulties. That was not a good UCLA team. It was 17-17 that half.
Yeah, it was. That was a bit shocking, to say the least. No question about it. But this seems like a get-right spot, I believe, for LSU. And, you know, the backup numbers and advanced analytics really solidify that position. You know, a team that has the balance, far more balanced than South Alabama does. The LSU Tigers, number 20 in EP per way, offense nationally, number 52 in defense. And that was your concern,
yep,
is on the defensive end, especially on that back end. But South Alabama, 10 times worse defensively, number 100 on the nose in defensive efficiency so far this season, number 62 in EPA per play offense. So, you know, I think far and away LSU is a better team. They're a more talented team across the board. As long as they get off to a hot start, I think they will wear down South Alabama after the half and pull away. I got them winning by 30 plus, so I will happily lay the chalk.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do it, but I'm glad you will. Notre Dame, Louisville. Man, we saw last year Louisville put it to them. And now Notre Dame, 6.5-point favorite. Louisville undefeated this year. Notre Dame 3-1 in that shocking loss. But your thoughts on the Fighting Irish versus the Cardinals?
Yeah, again, two teams on paper, almost even Stevens, quite frankly. And I think 6 points is a little bit too much, a little too rich for my blood there for the Fighting Irish. I like Louisville. I think the Cardinals are going to hang and hang tough in this game. A team that's number 12 in the country, EPA per play offense, number 29 EPA per play defense. I have a Notre Dame squeaking by in this game by a field goal. I'm giving Louisville about a 45% chance to win this sucker straight up. So if you want to, okay, you know, sprinkle a little action there on the money line, it makes sense. But I think the Fighting Irish got to come down again to the final moments, boot through the upright. They'll secure the victory. But if you back Louisville, you'll get the cover. And that's maybe the more important factor in that game.
All right, Brad, after a pretty disastrous.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This Monday night game with the Jaguars, I was wondering, have we seen any real movement about where they might be with regards to a top two, maybe top three, top one pick in next year's draft?
Yeah, look, I think they're going to be very much in that conversation.
Doug's in trouble.
I mean, that was an embarrassing performance. They got deep-panted on national television, and you know, everybody paid zero attention in the second half, because we're all, you know, gripped by what was going on with the Washington Commanders and Cincinnati Bengals. And, of course, Jaden Daniels and his brilliance, as you guys already know, how awesome that guy is from his season, Baton Rouge. But yeah, look at Jacksonville. They have so many issues. I think Doug Peterson is going to be the first coach in the NFL fired. Defensively, they're not right. They're playing a lot of man coverage. They're not healthy. Tyson Campbell, their top cover corner, is on IR right now, and they're just disheveled. They're an unfixable mess. And let's give, you know, Trevor Lawrence, we got to start raising some doubts about him. I mean, he's not living up to the hype, not living up to the expectations. I know he's in all the commercials. I know he was the face of college football during his days at Clemson. So a guy that really, I don't think, has lived up to the top billing. And he's, you know, really played at a sorrowful level so far this season. So I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon. I think that ship is going to remain capsized down there in Duval County. So Jacksonville, I think, are going to get boat raced again this week on the road against C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans.
Man, that ain't good for Doug. I've known him for a long time, and I thought maybe he could turn that franchise around, but it doesn't look to be the case. Vikings-Packers. Packers 2.5-point favorite in this game. Man, will the Vikings come down to earth in this game against Green Bay?
Yeah, I do believe they're going to suffer their first loss of the season. They're 3-0 as well, ATS, against the spread. But the Pack, going to get Jordan Love back. And, you know, that's a massive shot in the arm, though. You know, give credit where it's due to Malik Willis. I mean, he was in a revenge game spot last week against his former employer, the Tennessee Titans. Awesome. Played brilliantly in that game. But I think the key factor in this game is going to be Jaden Reed. And the reason being is based on the matchup in that secondary against Byron Murphy, operating out of the slot. I think he just outclasses Murphy every way, shape, and form. You look at Murphy, he is top five in most yards allowed to his primary assignment so far this year. With Jordan Love back, I think he's going to be funneling passes into the belly of Jaden Reed. And Reed, too, can beat you on the ground as well. We've seen on end arounds and, you know, design handoffs for him that a guy can get you, 20, 25 yards on the ground. So I think Reed, again, will be the difference maker in this game as Green Bay will secure the victory and hand Minnesota their first loss of the season. But Kevin O'Connell still a front runner for AP Coach of the Year at plus 325 at BetMGM, and he may darn well win that sucker.
Brad, it's really surprising. My thing with Sam Darnold, he sort of got to prove it to me. And I know he was in some difficult situations with certain teams. He has played outstanding the first couple weeks of the season. Now can he keep it up? Because I think the one knock on him has always been his inconsistency. Can he keep this up? But, man, he's getting well coached with Kevin, and I do know that LSU Tiger receiver is pretty doggone good he's throwing it to.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best in the league, you could argue there, and Justin Jefferson. The good news for Sam Darnold this week, it sounds like Jordan Addison's going to be back in the lineup. He was out with the ankle injury. He was back at practice today. I mean, Jalen Ayler has even stepped up and had some big moments. Caught a couple of touchdown passes. And this is a team, too, also doing it without T.J. Hockenson, who they're going to get back eventually down the road. And Aaron Jones, man, wear the sombrero with pride.
Well,
he has really turned back the clock. And he's in a revenge game spot, heading back to Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. So it's going to be a riveting game from start to finish. And I give all the credit in the world to Sam Darnold. You know, everybody wrote him off. Number 3 overall pick in the 2018 draft, but like a fine wine, baby. He has matured, and he is a peak flavor right now. He is dealing, and I think that's going to continue throughout this season. However, this week, a little slice of humble pie.
Bringing it back home, Brad, we talked last time we had you on about the NFC South odds, and you know the Saints were trending up, and it seems like this past week every team but the Panthers trended down. And I wanted to know if you saw any movement. Obviously the Panthers' chances probably shot up the second the Red Rifle took control, but you know, I'm not holding out any hope that they're going to come from behind and
hold
win.
Hold your breath on that.
Yeah,
color.
But I'm wondering, you know, with, you know, things, players as well as the teams kind of dropping like flies, this Saints-Falcons matchup will apparently set the tone for who's going to be fully in the driver's seat for at least the first half of the season.
Well, watch for Tampa.
Yeah, both of those teams are right around
last week.
Yeah, they did play bad last week, around plus 225. So they're nearly neck and neck to take this division. And yeah, this could be a pivotal matchup in determining that narrative, to say the least. And again, I believe pound for pound, New Orleans is a better team, and I think you're going to see that front and center. I mean, defensively, the Saints have been outstanding this season, a team that's top 6 in EPA per play defense. You can't say that about the Atlanta Falcons. They're a team that's balanced, sure, but in a negative way. Number 21 EPA per play offense, number 20 in EPA per play defense. So on paper, New Orleans has a sizable advantage. Alvin Kamara is obviously key. He's got to be healthy. I think he's going to get another probably 20 carries in this game, or at least 20 touches, probably a handful of receptions as well. Chris Olave back on track last week, find the end zone. Rashid Shaheed was shut out a week ago. That's not going to be the case this week. I think Derek Carr is going to be dealing. You're going to get the good version of him, not the version you saw in a ravine last week, turned over. But Atlanta, to me, is a little bit smoke and mirrors. I know they played well there against Kansas City, but a team, to me, has got to fall back to the mean, and that mean being woefully average, according to the advanced numbers.
Brad, last question for you is tomorrow night, the Cowboys up against the Giants. And, boy, we've seen, you know, we talk so much about Jaden Daniels and what he's been able to do early in his career in three games. But, boy, look at Malik Nabers and what he's done to that Giants attack. And, man, he was a guy – I remember Coach O telling me about when we got on him real late. He was going to go to Mississippi State. They lost a recruit at wide receiver. They went hard after Malik, and we were able to get him kind of in the bewitching hour of signing day and what he's turned out to be. Your thoughts, Giants, Cowboys tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be a competitive game, and we've seen major line shifts in the last about 12 hours. You know, the line came way down. You know, Dallas, I think, opened at 6.5. It was sliced down to like 4.5. Now it's starting to rebound. And it may get back to that 6.5 original line by kickoff. The Giants got a lot of injuries on the back end. Adoree Jackson's going to be out in that defensive backfield, and one that's already vulnerable to begin with. And now I got ahead up against one of the best wide receivers in the game there, and CeeDee Lamb, to go along with Jalen Tolbert, who's really come on strong. But you're right. I mean, the two X factors in this game, I think the duality of Daniel Jones, the success rate of Devin Singletary on the ground against the Dallas Cowboys defense that is dead last in EPA rush defense. And I'll add a third in there. Of course, it's Malik Nabers, who has been unstoppable so far this season. He's winning every route. He's getting separation. Dallas has no answer for him. So as long as Daniel Jones throws some consistent strikes in his general direction, he's going to catch, he's going to get appreciable yak, and he's maybe going to prevail and get the Giants there over the top. So slight lean for me still, given even with the injuries defensively, is with the G-men plus the points. I think that game is going to be hotly contested, and I would not have thunk that 3 or 4 weeks ago looking at the Giants on paper. But I think they're overachieving right now, and Dallas, the epitome of underachievement.
One thing with the Giants, they can get a pass rush too. They've spent a lot of money and a lot of capital, but they really can do that. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. You can hear Brad on BetMGM tonight. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy the action.